Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family by Sammy Lee Gott is a beautiful and engaging book about surviving and prospering after growing up in a dysfunctional family. It's hard being one of four boys growing up in the 1940s in a dysfunctional family. Throw in alcoholic parents, a hot-tempered, purebred American Indian mother, a father running secret missions for the military, and three wild brothers, and you get a mix of family craziness. A beautiful and engaging story about surviving and prospering after growing up in a dysfunctional family. After enduring a turbulent childhood and dropping out of high school in his junior year, Sammy Lee Gott enlisted in the military. He gave his country 8 years of service during the Vietnam War. While in the military, he went to night school to get his high school diploma. Upon his discharge, he went to college on the GI Bill. Sam completed his formal education with a Master of Science in Financial Services, retired after working 42 years helping clients reach their financial goals. And during these years, Sam taught many financial classes at colleges and universities, also conducted hundreds of seminars all over the United States on risk management, financial planning, and investment strategies. Sam has been married to his wife, Janet Kay, for 40 years, four children, six grandchildren. Being a big believer in education, Sam and his wife provided a debt-free college education for all four of their children, their legacy to their kids. After retirement, Sam felt that he had a lot to say, so he started writing books, a cathartic endeavor, to say the least. Sammy has written four books, including When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family. And Sammy Lee Gott is our guest on This Week in America. Sam, welcome to the program. It is great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
This is such an important book, and by sharing your story, helping so many people who have gone through similar sets of circumstances, what inspired you to write the book? Where did this idea come from?
Well, I recently started out, Rick, writing a book for my children. They didn't know anything about my childhood or my military service, and I thought, you know, you kids should know about your life. So I started out writing it. And about halfway through it, I thought, well, you know, I got something to say about a dysfunctional family and what you go through. I think other people would probably be interested, seeing as 80% of our families in this country are dysfunctional some way or another.
That's what
so
I say.
That's how I got started.
Well, yeah, that's such an important message because so many people go through similar circumstances and maybe don't even realize exactly what they're going through. We talk about a dysfunctional family, and then you think the opposite side of that. What actually is a normal family? Is there such a thing? Yeah, that's what
good
I thought.
Question.
Yeah.
You know, I told my wife one day that she came, she said, well, I came, that she came from a normal family. And I said, no, I came from a normal family. She said, no, your family was dysfunctional. Yeah, I know, that's why. It's normal in the United States. Your family is not normal because you weren't dysfunctional.
That, yes.
So when 80% of the population, and that's 80, it ranges from 80 to 90% depending on what expert you're listening to, says that our children are dysfunctional, 80 to 90% of them, because they came from a dysfunctional family, then you have to really worry about what's going on in our country. And I personally think that the biggest problem that we have is that we are raising kids in dysfunctional families, and there's no normalcy to the family.
You know, I think that's so true. And when you stop and think about it, I mean, it seems like a silly question. What is a normal family? Well, we're all normal. Well, no, we're not when you really think about it. What are some of the signs of a family that could be categorized as dysfunctional? What are the signs? What should we be looking for?
When there's instability, a lot of conflict, abuse or neglect of the children, and part of the family being forced to accommodate and enable a negative behavior.
Yeah, in all of this, the book, by the way, Sammy's book is When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family. Sammy Lee Gott, that's G-O-T-T, the author, and our guest on the program today. His website is sammyleegott.com. Information on this book and the others there as well, and you can Of course, go to Amazon, find the book. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly with Sammy's website and get information. Let's go back. I told the story very briefly. Why was your family dysfunctional? Why did you put that in the dysfunctional category?
My father fought in two wars, and he came home with PTSD and became an alcoholic. My mother was mentally ill and was also an alcoholic. So you'll find that most families that are dysfunctional are addicted to something.
When you realized this was a dysfunctional family, when you made able to make that recognition, did that take a while for you to realize, okay, I've gone through some problems here? And then the second part of that, do you ever get over that? Do you ever get away from the pain and the stress of being raised in a dysfunctional family?
Great question. You know, I didn't realize that I was raised in a dysfunctional family until I was in my late 30s. When you're a kid, you don't know what's functional, dysfunctional or
exactly,
what's normal.
Exactly.
When I got into my 30s and started thinking about problems that I had in my life, and it moved into my 40s, and quite frankly, when you come from a dysfunctional family, especially a family that is split by divorce and abuse, you never get over it. It's there your whole life. Now, what you do is you finally come to understand it, and you hopefully forgive it so that you can move on.
Is that in the back of your mind as you raise your family? You mentioned you thought you really needed to share your story, your children and grandchildren interested in your story. Obviously, they didn't realize, or maybe they did. Did they have any idea what you went through before you talked with them, before they read the book?
No, they had no idea whatsoever. In fact, you know, as you spoke, I thought of something. All the time that I was a child, I never heard my parents tell me that they loved me one time. And I made a pact when I was very young that if I ever had kids, and I got married and never had kids, that I would tell them every day how dear they were to me, because it's so important. My children now realize, they come to believe in what I say and what I do about certain things because they have read the book. They never realized all the trauma that I experienced, and now they kind of understand.
The book is When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family. Sammy Lee Gott is the author and our guest on the program. Gott is G-O-T-T if you're Googling that. That's important because the website, and you find all of the information on Sammy and his books at his website, is SammyLeeGott.com. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about, I mentioned pain and suffering. Obviously, you decided when I have children, I'm going to tell them that I love them. How painful was that? And there's pain beyond being in a physical abusive relationship, the emotional pain. How difficult was that not to hear those words spoken by your parents to you?
Well, I like to say most people don't realize they're being raised in a dysfunctional family when you're young.
Yes.
And that doesn't hit you until you start having problems later on in life, and you start getting a little bit of help, and you start to realize, why am I doing these things? What is going on? So not being loved or told that you're loved, or being physically, mentally, or verbally abused as a child sticks with you your whole life, and you're in a battle continuously. And you don't realize that you're in a battle until you get older and more mature, and hopefully you have gone to somebody and you've got a little bit of help trying to figure out what your problem is. And so that's why I think this book is so important. I'm not here to get rich writing books. I write because I write about life. And if you're in a situation where you're having problems in your life and you don't know what it's all about, then more likely something has happened in your childhood. And a lot of times it's come from a dysfunctional family. And I would recommend that you get a little bit of help so that you can sit down and say, all right, how do I fight this? How do I get around it? Because you're never going to forget it.
Just because you leave home, I mentioned you went in the military, then off to college. Just because you left that environment didn't mean that you left the dysfunctional family behind, does it? How many generations does it a dysfunctional family impact, affect? Because it's not just there and then gone when you leave, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, a lot of experts say that a dysfunctional family goes down four generations. Now, think about this. We had 23 million plus guys go to war in my lifetime, and the experts say 10 to 20% of them come back with PTSD. Bang, dysfunctional families. Women and men go through PTSD when they abort a child. We have 60 million aborted children since the law was passed. So just think about all the people who are dysfunctional because of PTSD and do not, most of them don't even realize it.
With us on the program, Sammy Lee Gott. His website is SammyLeeGott.com. When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family is his book. One of several that he's written. We'll talk about the others as we go through the program. So how do you go about breaking? You mentioned this could possibly be four generations are impacted by a dysfunctional family. How do you break that generational cycle?
Good question. Say, first of all, let me say that anybody going to my website will get a free gift automatically. Just go
fantastic.
To
yes, and I'll mention that now, again too, that SammyLeeGott.com.
How do you break the generation cycle? Well, first of all, you are what you think about. So if you dwell on it, you will never break the cycle. You got to stay away from people who have abused you that are part of this dysfunction. Staying angry only hurts you. It doesn't hurt the person who's caused you damage. You got to stay away from negative people. Date and marry well. I was lucky enough to fall in love with a woman that could understand what I was going through when I didn't understand what I was going through. And she taught me to be kind to everyone and to think before I speak. So there's a lot of different things you can do. I personally had to divorce my abuser, my mother, and quit speaking to her because every time that I was around her, she brought up the hurt and kept it going. So you can get around it. There is hope.
Yes.
You just, most of it is you, and you have to learn how to forgive. And I think being close to God helps you do that.
Well, and you talk about that in the book, and that's so important. When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Sammy Lee Gott, our guest on the program, talking about his book, and sometimes they're tough decisions. Getting to the point where you realized, for my benefit, I have to break off this relationship with my mother. That's got to really tug at you, doesn't it, emotionally, to come to that conclusion? But it was what was best for you.
You know, just think about it. When we're kids, our mothers can do no wrong, and we love them to death. And then when you find out that one of the problems with your mental state is your mom's mental state, so you have to make a decision. Yeah, it was a tough decision, but probably the best decision I ever made, to tell you the truth. It was the beginning step on the healing.
And probably that freedom, and all of a sudden, you know, you sort of break that tie that you have there that's really holding you back, whether you even realize it or not. You mentioned before something interesting, the war creating dysfunctional families. Talk about that. You were in Vietnam. You saw firsthand, probably experienced with friends and to an extent yourself with PTSD. Talk about how it creates dysfunctional families and whether we're still feeling the impact of that decades later.
Well, I did 8 years in the military, and God was looking out after me. I never got really sent into Vietnam to get shot at. I was in intelligence, and so that kind of kept me out of the shooting areas. But I've watched a lot of my mates and go through it. And, you know, when to go into PTSD, all you have to do is have been around something that is frightening or terrifying. And it scars you for life. And the experts say that our military come back, 10 to 20% of them have PTSD. Now, how many of them recover from it, I don't know. I have a son that went to war, and he has it. So just think the numbers. I mean, 23 plus million men have gone to war just in my lifetime. And if you were to say 20% of those, you're talking almost 5 million men coming back with PTSD, which starts a dysfunctional family. And a dysfunctional family may go down four generations. Just think of the havoc that that causes.
That's staggering when you start thinking of the numbers. And again, as you say, it's not just that person. They go back to their family, or they start a family and carry that into the family. And everybody is impacted, just like young Sammy was as you were growing up in your family. When you talk about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, what exactly is that?
Well, it's a mental health condition that's triggered by some type of terrifying event or an experience, or that they witnessed something that scares them. It causes flashbacks and nightmares and severe anxiety. And it's not only soldiers that go through that. I mean, they've proven that women who abort their children go through it. Almost anything that is a terrifying event can cause PTSD. And without help, it just keeps going on.
The book is When Love Doesn't Start at Home. The book is by Sammy Lee Gott. Sammy Lee Gott. Gott is GOTT.com. Free gift when you visit Sammy's website. Information there on this book, When Love Doesn't Start at Home, as well as the other books that that Sammy has written. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about how this has to be very rewarding for you. Difficult to tell the story, but rewarding in the sense that you are able to help other people. What has this been like, reliving the story, telling it, and then getting the positive feedback from other people? It's like, Sam, thank you. You've helped me through a very difficult time in my life.
Very, very gratifying. And that has happened more times. People who have read my book and have gone through a dysfunctional family have come back to me and tell me that hey, I didn't know I was in a dysfunctional family. Thank you. And we have a conversation, and it's amazing. Just talking about it helps. Just having somebody there that knows what you've been through helps a whole lot. So I feel very, what's the word I'm looking for? Gratified.
Yes.
That I am. I sit at a showing where I'm selling books, and people have come up and talk to me, and it's really kind of brings you almost to tears, what people have gone through, and they don't even know why they have gone through it.
The fact that you realize what you've gone through, and I'll use you as an example, when you realized, okay, I was raised in a dysfunctional family, I'm now coming to terms with that. How long does it take to sort all of this out where you feel your life is going in a better direction? It's not like overnight, I'm sure. How long a process is that to realize where you were and then get to a better place?
Oh, well, I told you before that I was lucky enough to marry a wonderful woman.
Yes.
45 years. And I'm next week I'll be 79 years old, and I have just recently, in the last few years, felt like, you know what? I have come through the storm, and life is good.
Yes.
Just recently. So it's an ongoing process, and I can't tell you, one person's time may be a lot shorter than another's, but only in the last 4 or 5 years do I feel like I have conquered the hell that I have been through.
How difficult is it to determine, because life is full of ups and downs, and when you hit a few downs, how do you know that's not suffering from a dysfunctional family for PTSD in some form? It's just the normal rhythm of life. Is it difficult, or is it so stark that when you think about it, there's no doubt in your mind, I came from a dysfunctional family?
Oh, I don't know how to answer that, except to say is that my father taught me I was not a victim. And he also taught me that no matter what, being persistent paid off. And so those two things in my life is what's kept me going, and it helped me come through it and helped me prosper. As I am not a victim. You're a victim only if you want to be a victim. And I've seen so many people that are just about ready to conquer the problem or conquer the situation, and then they give up, where a little bit of persistency would have flown them right through.
Yes.
The smoky part. So two things. those two things, I think, have been more help to me. And thank goodness they were taught to me by my father and my mother.
And sharing that with everybody, the book is receiving, you know, rave reviews. The book is When Love Doesn't Start at Home. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places, and at Sammy's website, SammyLeeGott.com. Free gift when you visit the website. A couple minutes left here at the end of the program. Talk about the other books you've written, because you've got one book I love, Life is a Series of Jokes. Talk a little bit about the other books that you've written and what you're working on, another exciting project.
Okay, well, Life is a Series of Jokes was a fun book for me to write. It's taken a guy like me from pre-birth to age 80, and all the things we go through in our life that we have no control over, which sends us in directions that we may not think we want to go, and how funny these situations can be. And intermingled with all this is jokes that fit the situation. My father-in-law and I had saved jokes for 50 years, and so there's a number of, you know, plenty of jokes here that fit the situation of what I'm talking about. But it's basically about a man who's born, who lives to be 80, and goes through life and starts to laugh at all the things that life is sending through.
Well, we need that. So that book is very important, serving another important purpose as well. Life is a Series of Jokes. Another book you wrote is Neither Man Nor Woman is spelled S-A-I-N-T. Briefly, what is that about?
Well, that's about the war that we're going through now because of the press and different organizations that are trying to make men and women hate each other. And so I decided I'd just write a book that says, hey, you know, none of us are perfect. We all have problems. We all have sins. And why do we want to take the most precious thing we have in our life, a love between a man and a woman, and ruin it? And so that's what the book is about.
And available at Sammy's website, SammyLeeGott.com as well. And Drivers, The Demise of a Proud Profession. I love the book cover on that. What's that book about?
Well, when I retired, I got tired of playing golf, and I decided to become a professional chauffeur. And I did that for 6 years, not for the money, that's for sure. But the book is about the demise of a proud profession. Drivers nowadays are paid almost nothing, overworked, and the people that own the companies, the corporations, are billionaires, and the companies are getting richer and richer, and yes, most of the drivers can't pay their bills. You know, a good example is Uber. The people that started Uber have gotten rich. In fact, one just sold his part for $2.5 billion, and most of the Uber drivers, all 80,000 of them, can't pay their bills, and most of them are on social welfare programs somewhere in there.
Yes. Yeah, which is amazing, because that driver is the extension of the company, the business, or whatever, and he can sort of make or break someone's image of an organization, you know, by his personality, by who he is. And I would imagine you made a great driver, and that book is available as well at Sammy's website. And new book coming out, I understand you're doing some painting in this, watercolors and oils. This is a little different then.
Oh, yeah. Well, my book that I'm working on now, the fifth one, is called The Dumbing and Numbing of the USA, How to Destroy a Democratic Republic.
Okay.
That book is going to be probably going to be twice the size of any book I've written.
Yes.
It's got a lot to say. Other than that, you know, in my retirement, I have taken up painting and drawing, and I'm enjoying doing that. I'm doing everything I ever wanted to do, just like I did in my life, everything I ever wanted to do.
Well, it's an amazing story. The book we talked about specifically is When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family. Sammy Lee Gott, G-O-T-T, is the author. His website, SammyLeeGott, G-O-T-T.com. The website, if you go there, a free gift if you visit the website. Also, you'll find information not only on When Love Doesn't Start at Home, but Sammy's other books as well. Sam, it's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And the book is touching, you know, a lot of lives, and will turn around a lot of lives. As you say, you find out firsthand when you're out signing books and people tell you their stories of reading your book and how it's impacted their lives. Important work. Thank you for joining us on the program.
My pleasure, Rick. Hope to do it again sometime.
I would love to be able to do that. And let me be maybe the first or second to say happy birthday. Happy 79. You sound like a very young 79. So have a great birthday and many more. And hopefully we can do this again. Sammy Lee Gott is our guest. The book is When Love Doesn't Start at Home, Surviving a Dysfunctional Family. Book available the usual places and Sammy's website. Free gift if you visit SammyLeeGott.com, G-O-T-T. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.